USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president says it would be foolish if Republicans tried to block his planned tariffs on Mexico. But it still might happen. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the tariffs aren't popular even among Republicans.
Well, there is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
I believe that he will back off when faced with the opposition among business, among his own Republicans, and when he sees what a dumb move he has made.
President Trump fired back in a tweet from London. He calls Schumer a creep and said he'd rather have the country fail with drugs and immigration than give Republicans a win. Mexican officials seem more optimistic the two countries will reach an agreement to stop the 5% tariff on all Mexican goods. They're due to take effect on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Former Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson now faces 11 charges for his response, or lack thereof, to the February 2018 shooting massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. A delegation from Mexico will meet at the White House on Wednesday over President Trump's tariff threats. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says his caucus doesn't support new tariffs against Mexico.
There is not much support in my conference for tariffs, that's for sure.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says if Mexico does more to crack down on the flow of migrants across the border into the U.S., this could all be avoided.
I think if they are able to help us along this border, there will be no tariffs.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is hopeful President Trump will change his mind.
He makes these threats, and then he backs off when he sees the danger.
The president has floated the idea of declaring a second national emergency in order to implement new tariffs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A governor who was considering a challenge to President Trump has made his decision, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Very popular among Republicans as well as Democrats in his home state, but often at odds with President Trump's policies, Maryland's Republican Governor Larry Hogan says he won't challenge President Trump in the Republican primaries. Hogan tweeting on Saturday he appreciates the encouragement to do so, but he now plans to dedicate himself to a second term as Maryland's governor. Currently, President Trump only faces one challenger for the Republican nomination in former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson used the word despicable when he described the violence in Chicago over the last few days. John Clemens has more.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is blaming the flow of illegal guns in a too lenient criminal justice system for the high level of violence in Chicago.
We saw a despicable level of violence with 52 shot and 10 killed.
That is Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. The South and West sides of Chicago have long struggled with the violence that many have blamed on gangs, drug deals, and personal disputes that escalated. I'm John Clemens.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.